I'm Caitlin Matson. This is The Green Room. Today on The Green Room, Opera Kansas joins me to talk all about their upcoming shows, of which there are several. I have Matthew Schlaniger, who's the artistic director of Opera Kansas, and one of their regular soloists, regular performers, Morgan Johnson, who's also performing this season. Hello to you both.
Hi, how's it going?
Very
Hi,
well.
great to be with you.
I always love having you on. Opera Kansas has a special place in our hearts. I absolutely love your mission, which is to educate, bring opera to the schools and children and educate them, but also a mission of doing interesting opera in unexpected places. And you're doing that with the tale, no, Mr. Twister and the Tale of Tornado Alley. Matt, would you tell us about the opera? Now, this was a world premiere.
Yeah, so Opera Kansas premiered this show, Mr. Twister and the Tale of Tornado Alley, 2 years ago in 2022. It was an opera that we commissioned. It was one of the submissions to our Zepic Modern Opera Competition several years ago, clear back in 2017 or 18. And it of course, had a subject matter and mission that was near and dear to our hearts here in Kansas, especially, and we think about that on a day like today with, I know, severe weather probably coming tonight. We decided we wanted to produce this show. It was actually supposed to premiere in March 2020. Rehearsals were all done. They were ready to go and we had to cancel it. So we finally premiered it. Morgan remembers that.
I do.
Fast.
Dress rehearsals were done and everything.
So we finally premiered it in 2022, at Exploration Place. This has been a collaboration with Exploration Place all along. We're performing it in their live science theater. And in 2022, we're only able to do two performances. I was on the board at that time. This was before I took over as director of the company. And I thought, this is such a great show. Kids are going to love it. It has a great message and it's entertaining. And we need to do this more. So we were able to get a grant from the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission. And we're going to be able to do 12 performances next week at Exploration Place. So we're really excited to bring this wonderful new show to a wider audience than we have been able to do up to this point.
Morgan, you originated a role in the opera. What role?
Yes, I was the South Wind.
The South Wind.
Straight from the Caribbean. Lots of color, very warm and sleepy.
Oh, I love that. So the characters, I mean, are there other wind? Tell us a bit, who are the characters?
Yes, so we've got Mr. Twister and we've got Bobby, who it can be a grandson, granddaughter, nephew.
I think we're saying niece this time.
Oh, so
Mr. Twister's niece. Mr. Twister is a meteorologist, by the way.
Yes, Mr. Twister's a meteorologist. And then we've got the South Wind from the Caribbean and the North Wind from the Arctic, and they are sisters. And our, of course, Mother Nature is our mom, which is kind of a fun little addition to the show. But yes, South Wind and North Wind, they are trying to get together because they haven't seen each other in a while. So just having a little family reunion. You know, all innocent.
I don't mean to laugh, but it just tickled me. You know, you're talking about them as family members at a reunion that results in a catastrophic
yes.
weather event. And I think,
yes.
Well, that is appropriate in some situations.
Yeah, that too.
All right. So let's
Absolutely.
Talk about the production next week. Some of the shows are already sold out or they're reserved for,
school
elementary
groups.
School audiences. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the ones that are open to the public.
Well, we have several options. There will be 10 daytime performances between Tuesday and Saturday at Exploration Place, all between 10:30 and 12:30 a.m. and their live science theater. And if you want to go, especially if you want to bring your kids, those you can get advance tickets for those at exploration.org tickets. If you are a member of Exploration Place, you can get into those for free. If you're not a member, you can get in with your admission to Exploration Place, and then there's a small extra fee, as they have for most of their shows, which I think is $4 or $5 per ticket. So you can check those things there. We also have two evening performances on this coming Tuesday, May 14th at 6 p.m. We'll be doing a special VIP performance just for Opera Kansas performers, and that is completely free. It's by donation, and you don't need to pay an admission to get into Exploration Place for that. You can just come. So that's a great way to just come see the show, and there will be a reception afterwards where you can meet Morgan and the other cast members and talk to Northwind and Southwind and Mr. Twister. And then on Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m., there will be an Exploration Place member night. So anyone that is a member of Exploration Place can come see the show without any additional charge there. So several opportunities to come see Mr. Twister and learn about the tale of Tornado Alley and the reunion between Northwind and Southwind in Kansas.
We'll be back and we'll talk more with Morgan Johnson and Matthew Schlonegger from Opera Kansas. Mr. Twister and the Tale of Tornado Alley, any number of performances that you can catch between May 14th and 17th, go to operakansas.org, their website, for more information. Or if you already know you want to attend, you can head over to Exploration Place and grab a ticket if you aren't already a member. We'll be right back. We are going to listen to the overture from HMS Pinafore, the nature of Mr. Twister and the Tale of Tornado Alley, it being a world premiere that was just first performed a couple years ago, means that it is, we don't have a recording of it to play for anybody. So they're just going to have to show up.
Yes, we'll get a, we promised to get a great recording this time. So
all right.
Next time we'll have one for you.
There was once a long-standing tradition of Opera Kansas producing a Riverfest opera. And there hasn't been one for the past few years. And Matthew Schlonegger, the new artistic director, creative director of Opera Kansas, decided with he and the board, it was time to bring it back.
Yeah, we're so excited to be a part of Riverfest again. And I think this will be one of the larger productions we've done in a while. And of course, HMS Pinafore is such a beloved show, and we are putting our little a little twist on it. If you're familiar with Riverfest, you know about the Wind Wagon and the Wind Wagon Admiral. So we've decided to put our production on the plains of Kansas in a wind wagon instead of on the seas of Great Britain. It'll still be a traditional show otherwise, but it should be kind of fun to be sailing on the prairie seas of Kansas for our show.
The Riverfest Opera, HMS Pinafore, June the 1st and the 2nd. Are tickets included with a Riverfest button or on top of a Riverfest button, I would imagine?
Yeah, yep. It's on top of a Riverfest button. So you will need a Riverfest button to come. So you can either buy your Riverfest button separately and then buy your ticket online at operakansas.org, or you can buy both at the same time. We're happy to mail your Riverfest button to you. I should also mention that we will also be at the McPherson Opera House May 31st. So we'll open there on May 31st and then we'll be at Riverfest June 1st and 2nd. So you have a number of opportunities to catch that show as well.
And in addition to there once upon a time being a Riverfest opera, there has been a wonderful history of a wide variety of music at Riverfest. The Wichita Symphony Orchestra for years performed at Riverfest. There was always an opera right there in Mary J. Thiel Theater until there wasn't. And I think it's really wonderful to see a return of something just a little bit different from the bands you're going to see on the main stage.
Exactly. And we're really excited to provide that for the public as well. And we have a great cast. It should be a really wonderful show.
HMS Pinafore, it opens at McPherson Opera House in McPherson on May the 31st in the evening at 7:30. And then you can see it in Mary Jane Thiel Theater at Century 2, Saturday, June 1st at 7:30, or Sunday, June the 2nd at 2:30. For tickets, you can get information at operakansas.org.
Operakansas.org, or you can go to the McPherson Opera House or the Riverfest websites as well.
We're also joined today by soprano Morgan Johnson. Morgan, you're a soprano or are you a mezzo soprano?
Mezzo. Soprano.
Oh. Gosh, yeah. I am so sorry.
No, that's really okay. I wish I could be a soprano sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, just depending on the aria.
All right. So if you had one soprano aria that you could snap your fingers and
Oh
perform, what would
God.
it be?
Oh gosh. Probably anything with some coloratura in it. I mean, I
Ooh.
wish. I mean, Queen of the Night. What's I lost her name. Traviata. I mean, anything like that, I would
Yeah.
love to be able to do, but it's just not going to happen. It's not in the cards.
It's not in the cards for you. Well, I guarantee
No.
you, for every mezzo that wishes she could be Violetta, there's a soprano who wishes she could sing Carmen. So
Oh, for sure.
I think you get the best stuff, to be honest.
I mean, I
Carmen,
don't
Delilah from
disagree.
Samson and
Oh,
Delilah.
Delilah, that is a dream role. Dream.
So, Morgan, you're a graduate of Wichita State University School of Music. Are
Yes.
you from the area originally?
I'm not. I'm actually from Johnson County, so just up north, South Kansas City, a little bit. I got my undergrad from Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas, and then I came back to Kansas. I went to Wichita State for actually two masters, the first in opera performance, the second in their. I was one of the first, I think I was probably the second graduate of the Fine Arts Leadership and Management degree that Wichita State created in 20, let's see, 2019, I think is when it started. But yeah, I got both my masters from Wichita State, and I really enjoyed my time there.
And you've been involved with Opera Kansas throughout your time here.
Yes, I think my first show with Opera Kansas was in 2018 or 2019. I did a grand night for singing with them. It was really fun because it was music theater instead of opera. But it was Rodgers and Hammerstein music theater, so very classical bass, and oh, so much fun to perform all the classics, really.
And here you are making your home here in Wichita.
I am. Yes. My husband and I live here now. We're expecting a baby this June.
Congratulations. This
Thank
June
you
is
so much.
in 3 or 4
Yeah, as in
weeks.
six. Yeah. Very close. So we really enjoy being here. My husband does miss the heat of Texas sometimes, but I'm fine with the heat of Kansas. That's plenty for me.
For more information on Opera Kansas and their season, you can go to their website, operakansas.org. They have so much to offer their community. And these performances all start next week with Mr. Twister, The Tale of Tornado Alley, which is being performed at Exploration Place. Matthew and Morgan, thank you both for joining us today.
Of course. Of course.
Thanks
Thanks
so much
for
for
having us.
having us.